right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children. See, the thing about the ending is,
wow,
it's remarkable. I mean, you would think we had Beethoven here directing us, you know.
With a wand or, yeah, I really would think
I don't.
He's
I'm not
here.
Sure what it's called, okay? I didn't go to college for music, but.
No, me neither. And I loved those sticks. Talk about something like an object, if you saw on the side of the road, you'd be like, is that a twig? Is that a stick? Should we get rid of that little pointy stick? And then when you hold it.
Oh, it's a wand,
the
maybe.
Power. It's a wand. The power is astronomical.
I mean, I would kill for that kind of power, you know?
I would as well. I absolutely would as well. And actually, that's something to think about for a Halloween costume, which we have to think about.
Which we do have to think about. And we'll come up with something good because, guys, don't you forget, we're having a live Middle Children show October 28th, 7:30. Get your text, bitch. it'll be so much fun, and there's going to be a costume contest virtually.
Obviously, it's going to be off the chain. I'm going to do something
off the chain. Wow, that's a interesting time for you to use that phrase for the first time.
Yeah, I thought I'd test it out and see if anybody noticed. It just seems as though you did.
I liked it.
Okay, cool, cool, cool. Yeah, I'm trying to be hip and young. I don't know if you know that about me, but I am trying to be hip and young.
Me too.
I think it's working.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me
How's
too.
It going? How are you?
I'm okay. You know, I'm okay. I feel like I've been pretty productive actually this week.
That's great.
I've gotten quite a bit done. Last night I cleaned my room spotlessly. I'm trying to get organized, you know, because my horoscope said October was going to be a good month for me. Organizationally wise, work wise, even love wise.
Stop it.
And so naturally, I started by organizing.
I love that.
So as long as I get organized, it's a good month.
Honestly, it's a great month. Sometimes when I clean my apartment, I'm like, maybe I can cure the world. Like maybe I can be the change I want to see because
it's true.
I just scrubbed my floor. But right now, my room actually isn't looking that clean. Do you know this for me? Do you know what this is?
Ball in a cup?
It's a ball in a cup cone. I will post it on Stuck in the Middle so people know. It's an ice cream cone that pops.
Oh, see, that's a fun thing. Where did it come from?
So I won one of these at the beach like a year ago. And I would always hold them when I'm in my apartment and just pop them with anyone who's around me. I'd sort of like, you know, play with Winnie with it and it broke, which was very sad.
Mm.
So I got more. Turns out you actually can't just order one, but you can order.
Oh, you have like a 50 pack, huh?
I have like a 50 pack of literal ice cream cones that pop. Is that a prize we could hand out? Yes, it is.
Well,
also, is it something that sort of just speaks to who I beeth? Yes, as well.
Where are we going to hand them out?
Well, who knows? When you win the costume contest, I could mail it, I'm saying.
Oh, wow. Okay. It's going to be a heavy shipping and handling for a novelty toy, but.
I know. And I know that. And actually, I feel like I just made that promise. And so I'll just double down and say, yes. The winners, the honorable mentions, I will be mailing you your very own ice cream cone with a Nerf ball on top. So it looks like ice cream that pops and is honestly and truly the wand to any quirky girl.
Mm.
You see what I say? And so that is something that could be yours, you know, with just some planning and some good Halloween costumes.
Totally. Totally. How was your date? Didn't you have a date this week?
I did. And then I have something to show you. I forgot to show you what I got you at the beach.
Oh my God, you got me something?
Obviously.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I could show it to you now. I could show it to you after I tell you.
Show it to me now.
Okay. So, Chris, I went to the beach and I went to this one store that spoke to me. A lot of stores obviously spoke to me, but then this particular thing, I said, what about Chris?
What about Chris? You
know, I said, what about Chris? And so this is something that I think is so you. And I wanted it. I will have one as well, but mine's different. But I will have it in my apartment. It's sort of like a good luck omen. So this is yours.
I can't really see it. Oh my God. It's a guy with his top. You need to pull it back. What is it?
Okay, so it's a merman, first of all. That's what's important. And then it's a hot, nebbish merman.
Guys,
so he's holding books.
It is literally a hot, nebbish merman. And it says it's all about the bling on top of it.
Hell yes.
December Diamonds. Is that his name?
That is, I think, the name of, it's like an ornament, but I'm going to be taking the screw off. So it's just like...
Oh, it's an ornament? I'm obsessed.
Yeah. Yeah. So they had these...
Oh my God, look at him. He looks like my dream man.
Yeah, he's a hot, nebbish merman.
He's like tall. He has glasses, some beard. He's got books under his arm.
Guaranteed with that tail straight, he's 6'2", 6'3".
At least, for sure.
At least. So I said, my good friend Chris needs this in his apartment as like a welcome to. And also, on lonely nights, he is your merman who will tuck you in.
Oh, I hope he comes alive, like in a Hallmark film.
I think he will. I actually think he will. And I will post a picture of Chris's present in Stuck in the Middle so you guys can see. But he is, I think, everything we all need and more.
Yeah, I'm very into him.
I love him.
I'm into
him.
And
the store I went to was like unbelievable. And this is the thing. I do love mermen. So maybe... we bring that to life today. Who's to say?
Who's
you know?
To say? Speaking of, how was your date? Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So my date with this guy was surprisingly good.
Oh, wow.
Which is crazy. So I saw him on Sunday. Did I tell you that?
I think we recorded a Patreon episode.
Oh, yeah. Remember he had texted? So then essentially he was like, instead of meeting on Wednesday, he's like, could you meet today? So we met up that day and it was really fun. And then we were supposed to see each other last night. And then he texted me on Tuesday being like, a friend of someone I hung out with might have COVID. So we're going to wait for the results.
Well, I mean, that's nice of him.
Really, really nice.
That's a good thing that he did, you know? You don't want to be
getting COVID. I really don't want to get COVID. So, listen, we'll see what happens. Who knows?
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Like, literally, like, totally. Like I love that for you.
Absolutely.
Yes. So.
So.
Yeah.
Jesse, you know what we haven't done in a while? Told an embarrassing story.
Let's do it.
And guys, listen, here's the thing about embarrassing stories, okay? We know you love them, okay? We love them as well.
Yeah.
They are, fortunately for us, limited. We don't have an unlimited pool of embarrassing stories.
Right.
So we have to break it up. So if we're not doing as many embarrassing stories as you like, you don't have to drag us in reviews. We will just...
yeah.
We will try to live our lives in a more embarrassing way so that we have stories to tell you.
Yeah, we're doing the best we can. We're, you know, in a pandemic, so there isn't as much social interaction. I'm sure if there were, we'd have plenty.
Yeah, it's a little hard for me to fall in front of men when I'm not leaving the house, you know, things like that.
I know.
We will try. But fortunately, I think we both have stories from the past for today.
Yes, we do. It is time for...
Oh, yeah, duh.
It's the embarrassing story of the week.
I can start if you'd like.
Yeah, why don't you start?
Okay, great. So let's take us back to yesteryear. I am a senior in high school, which is like...
What was that, like a year ago?
Oh, thank you. A really good time for me. I was sort of like learning to thrive. And I was obviously big in the old theater program. And there was this guy in the theater program who cute as a button. And we were really good friends. And what's funny about me is notoriously, I was afraid of men. Actually, probably still am.
Same.
You know?
I sure do.
I sure do. But I, you know, was always more comfortable with men that I knew had girlfriends and men who were gay. So those were like, that's who I gravitate, right? So, but this is my friend. We're like really good friends. There's like maybe some weird flirty energy sometimes, and or maybe I'm just slowly falling in love with him. Now, he also always had a girlfriend. So like freshman year, he dated a senior and I was like, cool, 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 cool. Yeah, that makes sense.
Wow.
And yeah. And like the cool girl who was actually kind of mean.
And she was a senior and he was a freshman?
I know.
Was he super hot?
You know, he was cute.
I feel like in high school, that's social suicide.
For the senior, for the freshman, yeah. It's like unbelievable. I know. So he's dating the senior. Then she graduates. Then he dates like this other really hot girl who's like popular and just like pretty and stars and things. And remember, I play like the troll or like the elf come to life. So like I am the funny role. He's funny too. But the point is, so he starts dating her. Okay, great. Now, for a time period, he was single, okay? And I said, hey, Jesse, maybe you see.
It's time to pounce.
Time to pounce, baby. So he invited me over to his house.
Wow.
To watch a movie or something, okay?
I didn't know this was a sex story.
It's a sex story. And I was like, this is it. This is it. Like, you're going to go and you're going to like make love in a way that other people haven't even done it.
How old were you?
I was a senior in high school. Okay. So like 17. But like a hard virgin. So I, you know, show up to his house. We sit in the basement and we watch like movies and stuff. Now,
does anything say suburban high school, like sitting in the basement?
Not a thing, not a one thing. Okay. And I loved his parents and knew his parents. Of course, I love his parents and know his parents. That's who I am.
I was just going to say, shocker.
Yeah, that's who I am. So, you know, we're in the basement, like we're watching. I don't even remember the movie because I was so nervous about like, is he gonna touch me? Is he gonna like put his arm around me? Like I'll die. Like I truly was like, I don't know what I'll do. But then the movie did end and he was like, all right, like, not to mention, I also fled the scene, but it was like, okay. And I was like, okay, well, this was really fun. Like, I have to go. So I get to the car. I'm like, okay, you blew it. Just so you know, Jesse. And now he'll never be your husband. Mm. And I'm mad at myself. I'm driving out of the driveway. And maybe I was speaking to God and sort of saying.
Oh my God, I think I have heard this story, but it was like years ago.
It better have been years ago. So I'm praying to God. I'm asking him, why did that happen? Why would you do that to me? And as I am slammed into the steering wheel, I realize I've driven into a ditch in his driveway.
Oh my God.
So my car's in a ditch. I get out of the car. I'm like, okay, my car's in a ditch. Amazing. Truly amazing. What does one do? So I'm like, okay, I guess I walk back to the house.
Oh no.
And then we have to wake up his parents.
Oh my God.
Who I love. And his dad's like, uh-oh. Like I was like, oh my God, because I just wanted to leave. I was upset.
What time was
it? You know, it was probably 9 or 10. It was pitch black. And I just, I mean, I was going to, my curfew, I don't even remember if I had it or what to do. But I also was like, the car's in a ditch. I've never been touched. You know, Pete's dad's helping me get the car out.
Isn't it so funny when things like that happen? Had you been touched, it would have been a whole different story.
I would have also wanted to die.
I feel like I would be like in a less of a bad mood.
Well, right. I think I would have been flying cloud nine. If I'd gone into a ditch, it would have been out of bliss. But I was in a ditch of hell and I felt as though I was dying slowly. So his dad finally helps me get the car out of the ditch and then I drive home. It is important to note now that that said lover now is gay, openly gay.
See, when you were talking about the the theater stuff, and then the fact that there was car trouble and he had to wake up his parents to do it. Yeah. That all yells volumes of homosexuality.
I hear you. So he is openly gay now, which we love for him. But, you know, when we were in theater and he told me he wasn't gay, I said, say no more.
Did you ask? I will. Or did he?
Sometimes people would say, like, I just remember sometimes people were like, maybe he is. And I was like, no.
I'm in love with him. He couldn't be.
Well, I also like when someone tell, I'm like, he said he wasn't. Like, what is this?
LOL.
LOL. But also, if you are amazing, I will probably be closer to you. So it's up to you, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I'm having my own flashbacks.
I know. I'm like, we should look him up now, see if maybe.
Oh, maybe.
I could do an intro there. But he, anyhow, that was just a moment I remember feeling as though I wanted to die for many reasons.
That, yeah. That. See, I'm just thinking about what was going through his head at the time. It was probably like, oh my God.
Yeah.
My embarrassing story is like actually really embarrassing. Like for me personally, I'm like, it's a humiliating thing. I've never told anyone this story.
Okay, I'm obsessed.
And it was not that long ago.
I love that.
It was like, let's say 3 years ago.
Okay, yeah, it's fresh.
Okay, it was like, or maybe four. Okay, so I like had a huge crush on this guy, right?
Okay.
And we would like chat, talk. We had like a very amazing sleepover, but like nothing sexual happened, but it was like very cuddly and like very nice.
Yeah, a sleepover? Okay, I'm with you.
We would hang. And then he was having a 4th of July barbecue.
It's going down.
I like literally feel nervous telling the story.
Oh my gosh. No, don't.
Just because I'm like, if I could go back in time, I would have done things so differently. You know, when you're like, that is so like pitiful is what it seems
like. I know.
And he and I were talking about how he's having this 4th of July barbecue. We also know mutual people and quite a few of them.
Okay.
And so he was like talking how he didn't know what he was going to cook because he wasn't a big cook for 4th of July. And so naturally, right. I'm very
giving. Yeah.
You know, and if, especially if I like am close with someone or I like someone, I'll be very like,
of course.
Very giving.
You are very giving.
And I was like, oh, I can help you cook. It'll be like whatever. Fun. And he's like, yeah, right. I'm like, it'll be fun. Right? Is my thought process. He's like, okay, great, blah, blah, blah. So on 4th of July, I'm like, all right, I'll stop at the grocery store on my way to you because it was like between our apartments.
Right.
I get a bunch of groceries. Let's say like $85 worth of groceries or more, probably even more.
Damn.
Okay.
Wow.
And then I also stopped and got like Prosecco and stuff. Mostly for myself, but also, you know, because again,
if people want to look at it, they could take a picture with your Prosecco.
Exactly. And again, I'm very giving, right? So then
you are.
I get there. Number one, there's already one kid there that like is his friend and they're like hanging out in the other room.
Uh oh.
And so long story short, number one, he never offered to give me any kind of money towards the hundreds of dollars of groceries I had gotten for his barbecue.
Okay, tacky, yep.
Number two, I spent hours in the kitchen cooking.
No.
And he,
by yourself?
Yes. He never.
Oh my God.
He literally, I think, popped his head in one time. To like say something, not like to literally be like, are you finding everything okay?
Yeah.
Also,
please make the nachos piping.
I literally made Jesse like kebabs with shrimp and shit on it. Okay. I'm talking chicken, different like burgers, potato salad, pasta salad.
Oh my God, you catered.
I literally catered this barbecue.
Oh my God.
And then at the point where people had arrived. So now there's guests, right? So there's like multiple people and they're all just hanging out in the next room while I'm cooking and I don't know any of them.
Oh my God.
And he's not introducing them to me. And
well, no, you're the hired help now.
I literally was the hired help. I'm truly, it was hours of this. The food is done. Not once does he say thank you. Not once does he say anything. And then he's like, I don't know if we needed the shrimp. People don't really care about that.
Amazing. I'll make a note of that for the next party I cater for you.
Which is number one, my favorite, the shrimp skewer.
Yeah, maybe it's for me.
Okay. I'm like, am I allowed to eat, sir? Or do I have to take it to my private quarters? And, you know, I didn't say a goddamn thing. I just it was like, whatever, whatever. And then I felt so awkward and uncomfortable after I left. So I literally just catered this thing.
Oh my God.
Paid to cater it and then left.
And then left. Please leave a review.
And then that's it. And that was.
Oh. And that was the last time you saw him?
No, it wasn't. I didn't even. You know, there was some other terrible things that went down after that.
God.
But like, it was the worst. And thinking about it, I'm like, to this day, I'm like, what the fuck?
What the fuck happened there?
Were you thinking?
I do feel like, honestly, at every party, there is the girl who shows up, the guy's excited to see, and the girl who's catered the event to help the guy who is throwing the party and who thinks like it's.
That's 100% what the vibe was.
Every party.
And then like there was a couple of like his female friends that were there that I think were like trying to figure out the situation and would like come and talk to me.
Sure, sure.
Just to, and I could feel the like, hey.
Hey.
What's like a small saddened feeling,
a sad energy even. Yeah,
they would have. And I was like, I really don't understand what's happening either.
Yeah, it's peculiar.
And I think maybe around hour three when I was making the potato salad, I was like, you know, maybe he's not that into me.
Maybe it's me.
And I was like, maybe.
Is that crazy to say?
Like, I know this seems crazy, but it feels like he might not actually be, like, that into me. You would think he would want to, like, hang out, you know?
Hang out. I thought, actually, we were going to cook together, which is.
I thought it was going to be, like, a cute thing. Like, we were going to have fun with that. But, oh, this is the real kicker, Jesse.
Yeah.
I did the dishes as well.
No, Chris. No, Chris.
Yeah, I did the dishes as well.
So you did stay till cleanup.
I stayed through the cleanup. Well, like all the dishes for cooking and stuff.
Oh. My God.
Yeah. And literally he's in the other room, like learning guitar from this hot man. For the first, because for the first 2 hours, I got there 2 hours before everyone else.
Yeah.
So even those 2 hours, I was alone in that kitchen cooking while he was in the
next
room learning guitar. And then there was like a back deck patio thing with a window. So like I could see out and everyone was just like out there having the time of their life. And I was like handing plates of food to them to put out. So I literally worked the shift. I was the GM of that restaurant.
That's unbelievable. And that is painful.
That's like embarrassing for myself. Because I'm like, I wish that I would be like, wait, what is happening?
I get that. I would double down too and be like, well, you've never seen a restaurant like this.
I'll
be making toothpicks with, hot dogs on a stick. So everybody pass them around.
It was, and the thing, like, there wasn't a single person that was like, this was so good. Nothing. I wanted to crawl into a hole and die.
Yeah, that's not right.
Even thinking about it right now, I'm like, ugh. I can picture the moment, like, that I was like, it's been hours and he's not even popping in. And I have to, like, go and disrupt the party to be like, do you have any tongs?
Oh my God.
Where would I find garlic powder?
Oh my God.
And meanwhile, I like brought olive oil and stuff because he didn't have any of it.
Yeah. I will tell you, to give you peace of mind, this did happen to me, if that makes you feel better.
It does.
And I came early to help this guy decorate for a Halloween party. Ironic. And I thought we were in love. And then like we went somewhere else for like an after party or something. And then when I couldn't find him because he had left with another girl. His roommate kindly walked me home, which was so sad. It was such a sad, like he and I were both sad. And he was like, yeah, I'm sorry. Like, you know, it's like I'm collateral damage. And his roommate was like, you left your purse at our apartment. Like, of course you can come get it. And I was like, amazing. I thought I'd be staying over or something. You guys can keep the decorations. Like, he was so sweet on the walk home. But I just remember being like, I think I want to die.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The thing was, about a week after this, he texted me because his female best friend and her husband were coming over.
And he wanted catering.
They for like dinner and like game night. And he asked if I wanted to join his female best friend and her husband. So if I wanted to join, so I go, and it was like so awkward. Like, it was like acted like I had bumped into him there.
And oh my God, you're kidding.
And I was like, why did you invite me here? And then they were like, all right, well, we have to get going. And then he was like, and it was like a Saturday night. It was like 8:30. And then he was like, well, I got a lot to do. So, and I was like,
are you kidding me?
So I also, as I think about things, I'm like, what was I thinking? He like needed help bringing all of the beer for the barbecue because he was like getting it from his work because they had a bunch of extra shit in like Midtown. So I went with him to get it and bring it back to Brooklyn. And then when we got back to his apartment, it was like 2 a.m. This was like 3 days before the barbecue. And he was like, well, I'm really tired, so
I can't.
And I was like, oh, I have a joint. Do you want to smoke? And he's like, no.
All right, I'm going to go.
And I was like, oh, I guess I'll smoke it on the way to the train. And he's like,
yeah.
Okay, cool. And I was like, am I in trouble for being late? Is this because I punched in late?
Did I punch in late? If there's no tip, I'm going to be pissed.
I feel like this is about the fact that I clocked in a little bit late.
And it's like, say it to my face.
Should I get someone to cover my shift?
I can next time.
I'll think about things in advance. You're right, sir.
The train was delayed. Also, again, I thought I was the guest of honor.
I thought that this was going to go down very differently.
Happy to work my own quinceañera, but yeah, I did buy a ball gown. I'm sorry, I'm overdressed.
That is what I felt like. And it was just, you know, not great. I'll tell you that.
Not great.
Not great. Not great. I still have horrific memories of that, you know?
That is humbling. You know what's funny, though? When we start talking about embarrassing stories, they do start flooding back.
Yeah.
There's a flood right now. So after this, I'll write a bunch down because turns out I have more than I thought.
Same. Sometimes the really bad ones I've like blocked out, you know?
That's the thing. You block. I've always blocked when things are painful.
Well, because there's embarrassing stories that I'm like, haha, this is funny to tell. But like this one, I did not feel like haha as I was telling it. I felt like,
Yeah, like I'm crying. I'm dying.
Yeah.
I get that.
That I think maybe it's because it's embarrassing. I knew it was going to be embarrassing from the get-go and I still went through with it.
I get it. A lot of times I just double down in bad situations. You know, I will be your grandparents at Grandparents' Day. I'll just be it.
Yeah. Well, I got that off my chest. That was cathartic. I feel better.
It was cathartic. I feel better. On to bigger and brighter things.
On to bigger and brighter, bitch.
We don't have a middle child of the week, do we?
No.
Guys, don't forget to write in.
Send us middle children, because again, we have limited famous middle children.
We really do. And the thing is, We don't know them, but we feel like we know you. So write in if you've got a middle nomination. You could be featured on the pod. Who knows?
Who knows? Yeah, so do that. But until then, I think we should do what we do best.
Absolutely.
And that is escape reality.
Bye, bitch.
Okay, guys, it's time for...
The Hallmark Movie.
Maybe you start.
Okay, Jesse, picture this.
Yes.
We open on a lagoon.
I'm there.
Okay, so there is ocean waves beating down upon it, glistening.
Splish, splash.
Glistening in the sun. It's gorgeous.
It's absolutely exquisite. You got to go to lagoons.
It's so exquisite. And then we cut to a woman sitting on the beach.
Yes.
Okay. Listen, she is a high-powered...
Yeah.
...business executive.
A hundo P.
Okay, we don't know exactly what her company does, but we know that it makes money.
And we know she's wearing a full suit at the beach.
She is, and she's wearing... she has heels on as well, and she's sitting at the beach, okay? And she looks stressed out.
Oh, God.
Okay, and so she's,
I believe it.
She's on the phone with her boss, right? And she's like, well, I need one goddamn day to myself. Is that okay? And we...
Is that okay?
She's having a moment, right?
Yeah.
And she tries to kick off her shoes and put her toes in the sand.
Sure.
But she has stockings on.
Oy vey.
Okay? And then that's when we hear a man's voice.
Oh my.
And he says, it works better if you don't have stockings on. And you're like, who is talking to me? Okay. I don't have time for this. I'm a high powered business executive.
At the beach. Yeah.
At the beach. I'm trying to have my day off.
God damn here. It. Yeah.
And she thinks she's hearing things. She looks around. There's no one there. So what is she going to do? So she gets up, she starts walking down the beach a little bit, and she's starting to get more into it, and then she takes off her stockings, okay? And she's having a good time. It's more like socks, because she is wearing a power suit, so taking off stockings would be a feat of...
being naked, yeah.
Yeah, it would be too hard. So you know what she does, Jesse?
What?
She takes a seashell, and she cuts her stockings and pulls them off like socks on the bottom.
I love that.
Okay, so we know that she didn't always have money, because she knows she's crafty.
She's crafty, and you know, she's feisty. She'll rip whatever she has to breathe, really.
Precisely. Okay, and so she's walking, and then we hear again, it's better with your toes in the sand, right? A man's voice. It's a deep voice too.
Oh God.
It's a nice speaking voice.
Okay.
Okay. And she's like, who is that? Am I... maybe I had too many glasses of Pinot Grigio.
Yeah.
You know? And she's... and her phone's ringing. This time she picks it up, and it's her gay best friend.
Okay, obsessed.
And I say, Rachel.
Yeah?
Where are you?
I'm at the beach.
What the fuck are you doing at the beach? We have the big presentation. We're trying to land the Skittles account.
I know that, okay, but I just have to... I've been working every day for the last 3 years. If I don't have one moment, one day with my feet in the fucking sand, I'm going to lose it.
Oh my God, it seems like you're losing it right now, because Mr. and Mrs. Skittles are here.
Shut.
And now I have to give the presentation, and you know I don't taste the rainbow, honey.
I get it.
Okay, I don't like Skittles. Hi, sorry. That's them walking by. Hi, Miss Skittles.
Jesus.
Yeah, if you need... hold on.
You shut up.
There's a People magazine there, sweetie, if you want to just... great. I think she's deaf. She's so old. She doesn't hear anything I say. Hi, honey.
Oh, my God.
She's old and she's decrepit.
Okay, you know what? Fuck everything. And so... Rachel takes her phone and chucks it into the ocean. Okay.
And you can still hear me yelling as I glug, glug, glug down.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I sit there for like a second. I put my feet in the sand. And I hear the male voice again be like, that's better. And I'm like, who the heck? What? Yeah. I'm like, I'm losing it. And then I go, oh my God, I have lost it. And I go into the water to get my phone because I'm like, wait, I do need it. I go to grab it. Chris, electrical shock. Next thing we know, I'm coming to. I am like waking up. Okay. I'm like, where am I? All of a sudden, this guy comes into my room. He's like, you okay? I'm like, wow, back off, bucko. Where the hell am I?
Yeah.
And who the hell are you?
It's kind of like, and you're looking around because the room looks like it's made of stone almost.
Yeah, it's very odd.
It looks like a cave, but it's nice and there's candles lit. So it's peculiar.
It is peculiar.
And you're looking, you're like, where's my phone? Where's my phone? I have to call about the Skittles campaign.
Right.
You're stressed out. And he says, your phone is dead. It's fine. We'll take care of you.
Never say the word dead and fine literally next to each other. Okay? Because no, it's not.
And again, you can't really tell who he is.
I can't really see even from like the waist down.
And
I can't even see him.
You're like, who? And so then we cut from there. It's me now. And I am, where is Rachel? She stopped answering her phone. She's been gone for 2 days. Where is Rachel? I'm having a panic attack.
Sure.
And so I'm spending time. I'm searching for you, you know?
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that.
I'm looking. And then we cut back to you and you're telling the voice, I need to get back. I'm a business exec.
Yeah, I'll just take my things and go. Like, it's been nice. And thank you, I guess, for putting me up wherever I am. I get out of the bed, which is a giant shell, which I haven't noticed yet. And as my feet touch the bottom of the shell, I notice this man has a tail. He is a merman. And I'm like, what? I start slapping myself in the face. And I'm like, wake up, Rachel. Wake the fuck up, Rachel. Rachel.
What's the problem? And then that's when another man comes. Or this is actually like an older woman.
Okay.
And she comes in and she's a mermaid. And she's like,
as well, yeah.
What's the problem, me love?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah. And I'm like, I think I'm hallucinating. Clearly, I'm hallucinating.
Oh, what's the matter? You never seen a family with fins before?
No, actually, I have not. And we cut back to you. You've now traced find my phone, and you're like at the beach, and then you see it in the water, and you're like,
and I
oh,
see your
great.
Shoes sitting on the beach.
You see my heels sitting on the beach, then you see the phone floating. You go to grab it.
I'm like, she's dead. Okay, great. Well, but I guess I'll
shocked.
Take her phone. I guess I'll take her phone. Yeah. And then,
you're shocked. And next thing I know, you're next to me in the shell bed.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And I'm like, okay.
What was in those pills?
Okay. Lewis?
Rachel?
Focus with me. Lewis, focus with me. I think I'm hallucinating. I think that you might be part of my hallucination or you're hallucinating.
Are we on acid? I don't remember taking it.
I mean, I don't remember.
It's happened before, but.
But never. I know. So all of a sudden, there's a shell that is next to the bed that's like someone's talking through it. They're like, hello, Rachel and Louie. Pick up the phone, and I'm like, the shell is fucked. Do you hear the shell right now?
Hello? Yes, I hear the shell.
Yeah, okay. Hello? And the guy in the shell is like, you guys, when you're ready to come out of the room, just let me know, and I'll help get you guys set. And we're like, we're actually ready right now. We need to get out of the room now. Can you come here? This guy's
and I'm
like,
trying to like take the pearl that's in the shell, and I'm like trying to carry it, but it's way too big.
It's way too big. So then all of a sudden, this guy kind of like lowers in from the ceiling. He is wearing glasses, which is adorable.
Oh,
and
I like that.
He's like really, really, really cute. Little scruff, dark hair. He also does have a tail, but from tip to tail, yeah, I'm telling like, you,
how tall,
how long are you?
How long is he?
And I'm trying to tell you, he's like, he's 6'2", 6'3".
No, Jesse.
He is a tall tail, okay?
Are you sure? He's a merman.
I know that. And I also know that, but I'm telling you, tip to tail, 6'3". Okay? So he comes in, he's like, hi, okay, who's ready for their tail? And we're like, okay, so you jump the gun on that for sure.
Yeah.
We're not going to do that. We just want to leave. He's like, well, you're 10,000 feet underwater. The way that you get out is we have to make you into mermaids. And then, you know, you'll have to spend one day adjusting, because if you go immediately from mermaid to back to human, your oxygen, you'll die. So you've got to spend at least 24 hours as a mermaid. Then you'll be able to swim around and get ready to go home. And we're like,
wait, so when do I get my legs back?
After 24 hours, you can make the decision to transition back to a human or stay mermaid forever.
I want to say that I hate this, but I'm kind of really into the idea. How are you feeling, Rach?
I think I'm going to wake up soon. So that's fine. Sure. I'm going to lose my legs. Some would say one of my best features, but that's fine.
Do we get to choose the color of our tail?
That's a great question. And he's like, actually, the color chooses you.
Oh,
it's a little bit like a rainbow mashup. It won't even be one color. That's what's so fun about mermaids. It matches your personality, your tail. And I say, oh, that's interesting. And also semi-frightening.
And then I see his tail.
Yeah, what is that?
And it's like plaid flannel looking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait. So I think, what are the names of the mermen?
I don't think we've named.
Okay, so I think the one that is into you.
Yeah.
I think his name is Zeus.
Yes.
Okay. And then the one that's into me, his name is like Aphrodite. And I'm like, that's a girl's name. And I'm like, you have the name. That's a woman's name. And he's
not like, under the sea.
Yeah, he's like, under the sea, Aphrodite's like the most masculine name you can have.
Ooh.
And I'm like, okay, Aphrodite this.
Yeah. So he's like, all right, you guys ready? So we bibbity boppity boop, twirl around, come back down. We both have what looks like black as coal tails.
Oh no.
Yeah, and we're both
and
like,
we look at each other, we're like, fuck.
Yeah. We're like, you said it matches our personality or our soul. I forget. Either way, it is dark as thunder. And what does this mean? He's like, oh, don't worry. A lot of humans come down here and their tail is dark. It just means that you've blocked your inner child and, you know, you're sad right now. Maybe you're not happy as a human. And I'm like, you're not happy as a freaking tail. I don't know what that means.
And I'm like, I think I'm ready to wake up now.
Yeah.
I'm not having fun on this acid trip anymore.
Yeah.
And they're like, it'll honestly, like, once you get your sea legs, and I'm like, what? And then that's when the mother mermaid comes back in. Okay. She's like matriarch.
Love her.
And she's like, hello, look at my two little mermaids. And I'm like, what's with the accent?
And I'm like, did she say little?
Yeah, I said little. You're the tiniest little mermaid I've ever seen. I have.
Oh my God.
And she's like, tonight is the big mermaid ball.
Oh.
So everybody's going to put on the best tails and we're going to dance at the bottom of the sea.
Yeah.
And we're like, whoa. And she's like, I'm the queen, you see. It's a monarchy down here at the bottom of the ocean.
Love that.
And we're like, what the fuck is happening?
What the fuck is happening?
And then I'm like, wait, this could mean that we could be princesses.
Say no more. yeah, we could be fucking princesses. I'm in.
And so then, I mean, obviously it turns out that Zeus and Aphrodite are brothers and they are also the princes of the sea.
Yeah, they're the princes of the sea. And so Aphrodite is like, Lewis, will you come with me? Because I need to decorate for, I need to pick the color schemes for the ball and such. And you have seem to have a very good eye.
Me, okay, yes, totally.
I mean, what else is he doing, right?
Yeah,
nothing really.
I'm just having a hard time with moving. How do I,
you just sort of like almost body roll to your toes type thing.
Oh, okay. Also, question two.
Follow up, yeah.
What about the bathroom?
Mm.
Do I... It just seems as though everything's gone down there.
Yeah, no, that the stuff below the belly button answers itself when you're ready.
So I won't ever have to like find a bathroom again?
No.
I think I'll stay here.
Yeah, and so Aphrodite then kind of like grabs your hand and pulls you with him.
And I'm like floating and I'm like, I feel so light right now.
You're the skinniest. Yeah, you look light. So he takes you to this place where there are all these different fabrics and patterns and thingamabobs aplenty. And he's like, let's pick out things for the ball.
And I'm like, wait a second. Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think?
Hmm?
My collection's complete.
Ah.
Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? And then he's like, okay, it's a little premature. That we actually don't love that.
We don't love that movie. We don't think we were represented well.
And I'm like, you have a TV?
Yeah, can you believe?
And I'm like, I was going to tell you I wrote that song.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, actually, that movie is based on my sister Ariel, who we have not seen since she left the sea.
Oh.
So if you could not bring that up in front of mom, she will.
Got it. Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, cool.
Mom's the word. Mom is the word.
Got
Say
it.
No more.
Got
yeah.
It.
Shh. Quiet. So you start picking things out and like laughing because Aphrodite's actually really funny. And so he'll take an item and like, he'll be like, I see you through my telescope. He's like playing a charades game.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and you're like, be serious, we're looking, but he can't. He's like, he finds it so funny, and he finds you so funny.
And I'm also like so happy he's not being serious, even though I'm saying
yes,
it.
Exactly. And you know what, Chris?
What?
Slowly, Lewis's tail starts getting a little color.
Oh my God, I think it maybe is turning a little bit gold.
I think it's turning gold.
And I'm like, what's happening?
Yeah, and Aphrodite's like, I think you're just having a good time and sort of remembering yourself again.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I'm freaked out by that.
Well, yeah, that's frightening. Because also it's not just gold, it's like glitter as well. So you're just like really kind of popping, if you will.
Yeah, and I don't know what the gay situation is down here. Like,
no, I mean, who's to say?
And so I'm like, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
What's your favorite Cher song?
And he thinks of one immediately.
And he says, Believe, and he's like,
Believe,
but also to be honest with you, I really love the Adam Lambert cover of Believe, and I'm like, okay. Ooh. So let me just ask my question more directly. Are you a homosexual fish man or?
Oh yes, I am. Oh. I like men.
Oh great, same. Me too. I just
Yeah. Sorry if I wasn't being clear. I also like you in particular.
What? Come on. Stop
You're so
it.
Funny.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I am not funny. And I'm.
You're funny.
And he's like, your face is turning as red as my sister's hair. And I'm like, stop.
Stop. And he's like, can I show you something?
Yeah, take it out.
So he takes you by the hand and swims with you to this little coral reef. And
Oh. Yeah,
he's like, I want to show you something really beautiful. Okay. And so he takes you to the coral reef and he lowers you down. He says, look through the coral. If you look hard enough, you're going to see like the most perfect thing I've ever seen.
And I'm like, keep going. I don't want to ruin the surprise.
Okay. He's like, the most perfect thing I've ever seen. And somebody who I am having feelings for. Okay. So you're like,
I was going to say the exact same thing I think okay. You're going to say.
Yeah. So you start looking through the coral reef and it's beautiful. You see fish, you see coral. It's like moving in the wind. And all of a sudden, you see yourself.
I was going to say a mirror.
Yes, Aphrodite is holding a mirror on the other side of the coral reef.
And I'm like, who is that?
Yeah.
I'll have what she's having.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, stop. I don't know how to react when somebody talks nice to me.
No, that's really nice and borderline corny. So you're like, okay. And he's like, sorry, I can't help it. And he swims back over and he says, you're the most beautiful guy I've ever seen.
And I'm like, I don't know how to express my feelings. And he's like, your tail says it all. And we look down and my tail is like pure gold glistening.
Oh my God. And you're like, I guess it does. And then he pulls you in and he kisses you.
And I'm like, how do boners work down here?
And he's like, don't worry, when the time is right, it will present itself.
And I'm like, okay, cool, cool. Just wanted to make sure I'm not going to embarrass myself.
Oh no, of course, of course, of course. A lot of people don't understand the intricacies of mermaid sex. Mm.
And then he gets a little upset and I'm like, what's wrong? Oh. And he's like, I'm like, what? And he's like, I've been waiting for you for so long. And my brother and I, if we don't find our significant others by tomorrow, all the mermaids will have to leave the area because
what?
My mother is very old and she's senile. And as he says it, his mom comes swimming by and she's like, good morning, how is everybody? I'm Mary Poppins. And I'm like,
oh no.
She's completely off her rocker.
Yeah.
And then she has like a little jetpack water thing and she's just like jetting around and having a good time.
Wow. Okay, got it.
But I'm like, at least she's living her best life. And he's like, yeah, no, it'll be fine. But
yeah,
if Zeus and I don't each find our true loves,
oh my God,
the ocean's gonna dry up.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm like, that seems bad for everybody.
That does seem like everyone loses if that's true.
And I'm like, I don't want to make this about me, but I'm supposed to go on a Royal Caribbean cruise in a couple of weeks.
Of course. Yeah. Well, that's just the truth.
If there's no ocean, I don't think I'm going to be able to get, endless seafood and shrimp on that boat.
Absolutely.
I'm kidding. And he's like, let's just have one great night together. And he leans in. Mm-hmm. And I get nervous, you know, my tail starts wiggling and then he kisses me and my tail glows like the Eiffel Tower at night.
Oh my God.
It's beautiful.
It's absolutely exquisite. And, you know, just like he said, both of your tails become massive erect penises.
And I'm like, well, it's not going to work if they both become huge penises, but that's fine. I'm not in this for sex anyway.
Yeah, I mean, we don't see the actual intricacies of what happens, but the idea is mermen are well hung because they're all tail.
And then so we cut back and we see our tails glowing, and then we see you sitting and you're like, what is that glowing tail?
Yeah.
Or what is that glow? And then Zeus is like, oh, it's something very beautiful.
Oh.
And you're like, okay. And then he's like, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Are you the most beautiful woman on land as well?
Wow. Thank you for asking that. You know, I guess it depends. No.
I find that hard to believe.
Well, that's very kind of you.
You're the most beautiful woman in the ocean.
All right. Well, I mean, yeah. Well,
can I take you out for a bite?
Sure.
They just,
I'm not doing anything.
They just opened a Joe's Crab Shack down like in the reef, by the reef.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Let's go.
And so they start swimming, and your hands like brush next to each other, but they don't touch.
Oh,
you know?
God help us. Yes, I do know.
And then an annoying seahorse comes by and pulls your, you had like a hair tie in, and he pulls it down.
Yeah.
And now your hair is just like floating all around you in a really like sexy way.
Yeah.
And he's like, and you're like,
and I'm like, I'm Jewish. It's fro-y sometimes, but.
And he's like, oh, Liam, I'm Jewish as well.
Stop it.
I will not. Manishma, which means what's up in Hebrew. And wow. You're like, oh, I don't speak Hebrew. And he's like,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's more cultural for me.
And and he's like, yeah, you should totally stay for Seder this weekend.
Ah, that's fun that you guys do that.
Well, we don't. I'm just trying to impress you.
Oh.
Are you impressed?
Yeah, I don't do Seders, really.
Can I? I feel like you're holding back on me.
I'm wearing half of a power suit.
And then he snaps his fingers, and suddenly you're wearing the most gorgeous mermaid dress you've ever seen.
Wow.
And he's like, it had nothing to do with my fingers. That just happens when you're hitting a new thing of joy.
Oh my God.
And then I'm like, and then he's like, I'm kidding. It's because of my fingers. Oh. I have magical powers.
That's amazing. I would lead with that next time.
So what brought you into the ocean? It seems like you're not so happy. Your vibe is a little off. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, I can just tell that you're like not living life as happy as you could be.
Okay. Well, I'm a really great like marketing genius, and I was trying to take a day off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
I used to be a marketing genius.
What?
Yeah, I used to work in the Big Apple in Manhattan. I was the person that rebranded Pistachios.
Damn it. That's really
impressive. I'm sure you've heard of me.
Yeah.
But then I was on a Royal Caribbean cruise, ironically. And, you know, I bumped my head. I fell off.
No.
And I landed down here. And that was 195 years ago.
Wow, the first Pistachio rebrand. Okay.
Yeah, the original.
The OG. Wow. Okay, well, that's, yeah.
Of course, you stop aging as soon as you fall down here, so
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
That I didn't know.
Yeah. It's annoying. I've also been trying to gain weight. I'm trying to bulk up, but you can't gain any weight down here either.
Oh, God. Yeah. That sounds really fun. Did you say Crab Shack? Because I'm starving.
And he's like, yeah, yeah. It's obviously not real crab. We're not going to eat our sisters and brothers, but.
Right. That makes sense.
It's really, they have guacamole.
Bon appetit. I love guacamole. I don't know. I know that it's hard for me to open up is the thing. And right now I do feel like I'm in the middle of a dream. So it's like weird for me to talk.
Well, you're not dreaming. What can I do to prove that to you?
No, I mean, I don't know how you, it's pinching, but I don't need you to pinch me.
And then, ow. And then a lobster comes and pinches your foot and you like kick at it.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, you're still awake. Yeah. And the lobster's like, under the sea.
Right.
And you're like, I don't have time for that. And he,
I don't have time for that.
He swims away. And then the guy is, the Zeus is like, tell me who hurt you.
Oi. How much time do we have? Oh, boy.
And then he says, listen, it doesn't matter what happened in your past because this is a new life. And at this time, you don't know that he's trying to find a princess and his one true love.
Yeah, I don't know that.
And then I come swimming by and I'm fully gold. I look amazing. Yes. I'm young, yes. Hung. And I'm like... And you're like, oh my, and I'm, can we have a minute, Rachel?
Oh, sure.
Here's the deal. I'm going to stay a merman, I think.
What?
Yeah, it seems really great. And look at my tail, bitch. Is this Versace? Like, literally, I have like a designer tail right now.
Okay. You're not going to stay a mermaid. That's insane. We're going to go back. We just have to go to this,
See, I the thing is, I think I'm in love.
We've been here for like 2 hours. You know, check yourself.
Okay. I mean, best sex I've ever had. The kiss was amazing.
Oh, my God.
Well, here's the thing. We didn't even have sex, okay? He told me that I didn't have to. And obviously, I like love that. And then he was really good at kissing. And then he can like hear what I'm saying. And he looks at me and he like smiles a little. And I'm like, see? Any other man would be taking a jetpack out of the water right now.
Oh my God.
And then I'm like, oh, also, by the way, I think I'm royalty now here. It's confusing, but they are looking for a princess as well, so.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like I should get back to the Skittles campaign. I should sort of wrap that up, you know, before I.
And then Zeus interrupts and he's like, just come to the dance and give me one dance.
I'm like, uh-huh, okay.
So then we cut to the dance. We're getting ready.
We're getting ready. And then I'm like, Lewis?
What?
I got to go to the Skittle campaign. I can't do this. I don't want to dance with Zeus. I just like, I'll just go and then, you know, I'll be back for you tomorrow.
Just come. No, you have to come to the dance. Just give him one dance.
No, I will. But I don't you think I should wrap up Skittles first?
No, I don't. You have a fucking mermaid tail in case you forgot.
No, I didn't forget. I just feel
what
like...
Are you going to flop on over to the financial district?
I don't...
Are you going to flop to your office? No, you're not. So,
she
put
did
on
in
that
the
tiara and okay. Then we'll go. She did what in the movie? She lost her voice, didn't she?
Splash, I was going to say splash.
Okay, so you know Splash, but you don't know any Cher songs?
I blanked.
And then we get to the dance, right? And you're looking around and you don't see Zeus. But then Zeus appears and he has a guitar, okay?
No.
And he starts singing, no matter how hard I try... I keep pushing you aside and I can't break through. There's no talking to you. And then other mermen come behind him and like mermaids.
Oh my God.
It's sad that you're leaving. It takes time to believe it. And I am like, this is a Cher song. I whisper to you.
Okay, yeah.
After all you've said and done. And then you start getting into it. You're gonna, I'm gonna be the lonely one. Oh. Do you believe in life after love?
Yeah.
And then your tail starts slowly getting little spots of glimmer.
Oh my God.
And so then he keeps singing louder and louder. And your tail, whatever, whatever. And you like turn to me and you're like, this is so lame. But I see your face and it does not think that it is so lame.
Yeah. And neither does my tail.
Do you want to take it home?
Yeah, so he finishes and then he says, why don't we take a little swim? You still owe me a dance. And I'm like, okay, my tail is like half silver at this point, sparkling silver. And he's like, can I tell you something? I'm like, what? He's like, I want you to loosen up. And he grabs me by the shoulder and starts shaking me. I'm like, okay, this is a lot. And then we kind of hit heads and I'm like, ow. And then we start laughing and I'm like, I want you to know I bruise like a peach and I'm going to have a bump on my head. I'm going to look like Quasimodo up in here.
And he's like, there's no pain or there's no pain or bruising down here. It'll be fine.
Oh, okay. And then we start laughing. We start laughing because I'm like, God, I can't even like relax in a magical place where my tail is half silver. Like, what am I even doing?
Yeah, literally. What are you doing?
Yeah. And we start laughing and then he's like, let's dance. So then we start dancing to Cher, Believe, which is nice that he plays the OG version. And then, you know, we're dancing to it as we get to the chorus for the second time.
Do you believe in life after love?
He pulls me close.
I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough, no.
And we start kissing.
Do you believe? And the music is slowly fading out.
It's slowly fading out. Okay. Next day.
And your tail. Silver. Magically turns to silver, kind of like in Frozen when Elsa's outfit changes.
Yes. And I wake up. Okay. I wake up. I'm in my bedroom.
No.
My normal bedroom. I'm like, what? I look down.
No.
I have legs. I'm like, what?
No. I don't want to wake up.
I know. I start getting dressed. I look at the date. It's the date I was going to go to the beach. And I'm like, what? It's the date of the Skittles campaign? And I'm like, that was all just a dream?
And then you look on the ground and there's a seashell on the ground.
Right. And I'm like, no, it couldn't be. So I get to the office and you're there. And I'm like, Lewis, did you? And you're like, did you?
Listen, I can't talk right now. I had a crazy dream and I woke up sopping wet in my bed. I think I had a wet dream again.
No, I think, and then Mr. and Mrs. Skittles come in. They're like, hi, how are you?
And we're like, hi. And you're like,
yeah, we're like, hi, just a second. And you're like, there's a people right there, Miss Skittle. I think she's deaf. I'm like, shh.
She's so annoying.
Shh. But it also feels like deja vu. So we get into the office. We're in the middle of the boardroom meeting. They're like, so what's this rebrand? And we're both like, you know, Skittles, Taste the Rainbow, Mermaid. And they're like, Mermaid? And we're like, yeah, because first of all, two gay mermen, that's a snack I want to have. That's, you know, and Taste the Rainbow, hi, mermen, their fins are the color of the rainbow. a very magical snack. And what's more magical than mermen?
And then I say a gold tail solemnly.
Yeah. And I say, and that's why for the 10th edition, we also want to release gold Skittles.
And they love that idea. They're like,
oh my God, they
yes,
love it. They start
we'll give you
clapping,
hundreds of millions.
Standing. Yeah. And we're both like, amazing. And they both leave and we have the check for $100 million. And we're looking at each other and I go, do you want to go to the beach?
And I'm like, yeah, I might walk into the ocean.
Yeah. And I'm like, I might too. And we get to the beach and we're sitting there and all of a sudden we hear a voice and he's like, I knew I found you. I'd find you here. And it's your guy. Okay. It is Aphrodite with legs. And we're like, what?
And I am taken off guard because Jesse, he has got to be at least.
Oh.
I mean, I knew he was long down there.
Sure.
I thought.
How does it translate?
Yeah. He was like a big sea bass down there. But
sure.
With legs, he's 6'2", 6'3".
No. Yeah.
Towering over me.
Truly towering. And we're both like, what? And then from my side, we hear, we couldn't let you leave. And it is Zeus. And he also has legs. And he is tipping, you know.
No way.
Like six, like a little below 6'3".
Oh, what my God.
Yeah. And so he sits and we go, what is happening? And they go, you know, last night we knew we were running out of time. And we decided, who needs the titles? We just want to be with you guys. So. We became humans.
Ah!
Ah! And we're like, oh my God.
And then they both obviously kiss us.
Obviously, we all kiss at the beach and my guy rips my stockings and I'm like, whoa. And he's like, sorry.
And then, well, yeah. And then he's like, also sorry to say, but we might have to have two weddings. And we're like, what? And then we come back. It's like a year later, right? Okay.
Yes.
We get married on the beach. It's very beautiful.
Duh.
Then we all four of us look at each other, right? And then we mm-hmm. run hand in hand. We dive into the ocean and there's yes. a wedding ceremony set up on the ocean floor.
Oh my God.
And the old lady mermaid is like, I thought you never was coming back to me. Ha ha ha.
Yeah.
I made crab cake sandwiches and we go and we start the wedding down there. And then, you know, that's the end.
That is the end. And it's called
Heads or Tails.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
Wow. I want to go for a swim.
Yeah, me too.
I would love to be a mermaid.
I know, me too. That would be really fun.
Okay, love that.
For us, absolutely. All right, so let's do our final segment.
Okay, guys, it's time for...
Praise to the praises, yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Okay. This was from July 14th.
Okay.
The name Prairie Girl 2013.
Okay, yes.
She says, this little bijou podcast, which I looked it up, it means elegant and small, is literally what the world needs right now. I mean, come on. Can you even imagine how much better this place would be if we all listened to this every week? I can barely put into words what this podcast brings to us fortunate listeners. The ability to laugh at the most embarrassing situations we find ourselves in and still know that we are icons. I mean, a little self-loathing and self-admiration in the same breath. Truly, it's a gift these two have and they share it with us. And are you kidding me? With the Hallmark movie of the week, Stephen Yankee killed me, who must have been a character we had in the thing back then.
Oh, yeah.
Dead. Love what you two are doing. Please never stop.
Oh.
I mean, Prairie Girl is the type of girl who... You know, someone will say, you look beautiful. And she'll be like, stop it. No, I don't. And she knows she does look beautiful, but also she's had a past of feeling not beautiful. So it's hard for her to admit that she feels beautiful, but she's learning how to do that. And she's taking that skill and she's trying to help other people with it.
Absolutely. I mean, she's the type of girl that woke up on a prairie, you know, hair in two braided pigtails. She had on that dress with a dress over the dress. That's like a smock dress.
Yeah, she was Laura Ingalls Wilder.
Exactly. High boots, running through fields, looking at cows. Like, that's who she was. And then it's like she came to a city and she was sort of like, maybe I'm also quirky and creative too. Where yeah. are my people for that? And the thing about Prairie Girl is, let me tell you something. SAT scores through the roof.
Bijou? Love she is you, using girl. All kinds of words.
Hell yeah. Like, Bijou and, you know, be true, because she Prairie Girl knows how to look up a word, throw it in a dictionary and then a thesaurus, and then just it comes out, you know, just, she is who she is.
It's how her brain works, because she's so yeah. smart.
She's very smart. It's faster than most people. So, you know, even now it's like she has a job. She makes money. She does her thing. She still sometimes wakes up with the braids. And then she wakes up and she says, let me laugh a little. Let me live.
Yeah, she wants to learn how to live.
Yeah. And, you know, we could all learn to bijou to each other.
Amen. And guys, you know what?
Mm.
You should bijou over to Stuck in the Middle on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay. Middle Children Podcast on Instagram. If you need more episodes, get on the Patreon, patreon.com/middlechildren, where you get and five if you wanna... bonus episodes, or you can get up to five bonus episodes yeah. a month. And if you want to see us live.
Yes.
October 28th, 7:30. There's links in the Stuck in the Middle Facebook group. It's going to be a blast and a half.
Yeah. Don't be the bijou that doesn't do it, okay? Be the bijou who does.
Who does it.
You know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay, guys. So until then, live every day like you are the oldest.
Bye. Bijou.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.